This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I'm speaking right now with Josh Havens, lead singer of The Afters. Brand new album out, Live On Forever. Thanks for joining us, Josh.
Duncan, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Man, now listen, the new album, we've been spinning it a bit in here, but it wasn't really born from a happy place. It was a rather challenging birth, this album, wasn't it?
Wow. Yeah, you know, in some ways, this is my favorite record that we've ever done. But it was also one of the hardest to write that we've ever been through. And you know, over the last couple of years, there's been so much joy, but also a lot of pain. And it's been one of the more difficult times in a lot of our lives, me and my bandmates. And, you know, I think after being through the things that we've been through over the last couple of years, a lot of loss and losing people that we love and, you know, different hardships, and we just want to make a record that would encourage anyone who's in a hard place. And so I feel like these songs, it's a record that's full of fight songs and anthems of hope. And our goal was to make a record that you could put in, and no matter what was going on in your life, it would encourage you and remind you that God is in control and you can trust Him.
And the title track, of course, Live On Forever, is such a great anthem. Why was that the one you chose to lead with?
You know, that was a song that to us, it felt special, and we had written it after a season where we had been to way too many funerals. And I had a number of people in my family who had passed away, and I felt like I was going to a funeral every month. And then on top of it, one of my best friends, who was our sound guy, he's like a brother to me and the guys in the band, and he and his wife were expecting their daughter to be born. And when she was born, she passed away at birth. And so we went to the funeral, and, I mean, we saw this casket that was way smaller than any casket should ever be.
Yeah.
And I just remember at that moment, our minds turned to heaven. And I remember talking with my bandmates about heaven, and so we said, we should write a song about this place. And so we wrote a song that was kind of a song that points to heaven and about this place of hope that Jesus has gone to make for us. And where there's no more pain, no more suffering. One of my favorite passages about heaven is where it talks about it in Revelation. It says that heaven is a place where there's no more death, no more crying, no more suffering. And then it says these things will be gone forever. And so we thought, let's make this song where that people can attach to this hope that Jesus has gone and prepare this place where the things that we go through that hurt in this life no longer have a place.
Yeah.
And that became Live On Forever.
Man, and Live On Forever also just recently won a Gospel Award for Best Video, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah, so when we recorded the song, we decided to make a music video for it. And one of the inspirations for the music video was a book from C.S. Lewis called The Great Divorce.
Yeah.
And it's one of my favorite books. And in the book, you see a little glimpse of what C.S. Lewis thought heaven might be like. And everything was so real that people couldn't even grasp it. So the colors were so vibrant. The grass hurt their feet because they had never experienced grass that was that real. And they tried to cross a river. And as they're crossing the river, it bruised their shins because they had never experienced water that real. So we had this idea of what about this place where we know no bounds? And so that kind of inspired this music video where you see this guy who was in this wreck, and then he leaves this world, and I'll leave out the rest so you can go check it out. But I love what the director did, and I thought some really cool visuals with how it turned out.
Yeah, and when we do go and have a look at even, you know, of course, that tune and the rest of the album, what we get to listen to as fans is the finished product. But I imagine going from a place of difficulty and personal challenge to then having a finished track that sounds great, that plays well on radio, for me, like, what happens in that gap for you guys? Because you got to pick yourself up and actually make art. So how do you get into a space where you can do that even when you're feeling down?
You know, that's a great question. Actually, that's a question that I've never been asked before about the songwriting process, because it is a journey.
Yeah.
And honestly, if you look in my iTunes folder, I have versions of the song from when it started to the finished product when it goes to radio, and it changes so much along the way. And, you know, I feel like every song is a journey like that. And so Live On Forever, it starts with this pain of seeing seeing our friend lose his baby and, you know, the pain of losing people that we love. And but then finding the hope of, okay, Jesus is in this somewhere. Where is he? Because I truly believe that no matter what we go through in this life, no matter how painful it is, that God is right there with us.
Yeah.
And so many times, looking back on situations that seemed just so scary and awful, I see God's fingerprints all over it. And so over the course of making Live On Forever, we want to write a song that gave hope to people who lost loved ones, and, you know, this hope of this perfect place that God has made for us, this eternity with Him that we know is coming, and that He loves us so much that He's with us here in this life, but He also is going to be with us to return.
Yeah. Now, Josh, we understand you're on tour right now in Nebraska, and one of the questions that you'll always get from an Australian radio station is, when are you coming to Australia? Because we're so far away from you. But I hear there's good news on that one.
Yes, there is. Okay, so we're on tour right now with a band of Australians.
Yeah.
A band called the Newsboys.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad to hear that you're in good company. So now we know, for anyone who's not familiar with the Afters, you've now got our approval because you do run with good people.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of Australian accents on this tour, actually, which I love. But let me tell you this. We have always wanted to tour in Australia. Since our first record came out, you know, over 10 years ago, we had told our booking agent, we've got to figure out how to go and tour in Australia. And for whatever reason, it hasn't happened until now. And so in March of 2017, we are doing our very first ever Australian tour.
Yes!
We have 5 shows booked across Australia. I'm so excited. It's going to be just a fantastic time. And we're actually planning right now our set for that time. We're going to bring a really cool show. And I cannot wait to come to Australia for the first time.
Part of me just imagined that in your set, you're going to want to have like a blow-up kangaroo. You're probably going to find some flip-flops to have on stage.
I'll and drag just look out an emu. It'll be fantastic.
Iconic Australian. Josh, though, you got to be able to do your best Australian accent. You said you were hanging around with many. So can you give us your best Aussie interpretation?
My best Australian accent?
Yeah. That sounds pretty good.
It's not too bad.
Like, this is Bobby.
That's close. I mean, it's a bit of like British Kiwi in there, I think.
Josh, you know the secret with an Australian accent is you got the accent right, but you've got to finish everything like it's a question. So you got to go up at the end of everything.
Everything has a question.
There it is. You got to go up.
Yeah, exactly. It always sounds like you're asking a question.
Yeah, always.
Well, we know the For King and Country guys now. Here's the thing about the Australian accent. You can say anything, and it sounds so eloquent to Americans with an Australian accent.
It's the easiest way for us to make friends.
Joel and Luke from For King and Country, we're always amazed how they could say anything, and it's going to sound so eloquent because it's a beautiful accent.
It is.
Hey, well, we look forward to having you, Josh, and the rest of your crew with the Afters come. And, hey, save us the best seats, okay?
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Josh.
Whatever you want.